iron interests around Cazenovia. And now for your Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, the land upon which the village of Cazenovia is now located was entered in 1848 by Allen Perkins. The village was surveyed in February 1855 by Solon Rushmore for Mr. Perkins. The first frame house upon the site was erected by Samuel Colby in 1854. The first log house was erected by the Lincoln brothers that same year. In this building, they opened the first store in the village. In 1874, Joseph Culver from Madison came to Westford Township, secured the services of Joseph Maul, and leased land for him as well as Joseph Dreesen and also John Cobbledick on sections 2 and 3. Mr. Maul was employed to prospect for iron ore, commencing first on the northwest quarter of section 2. They soon found ore 16 feet below the surface of the earth. In the fall of 1875, a shaft was sunk on section 2, about 48 feet deep, and afterward several other shafts were sunk nearby. In 1876, a company was formed consisting of Joseph Culver, General Lund, and James Gunn. The company continued operating the mines and piled up the ore upon the ground. The vein became larger as they progressed, and finally, Culver, Lund, and Gunn sold out their interest to the Iron Ridge Iron Company, of which Leonard Bean was the president. This company built a furnace at Cazenovia, and during the summer of 1877 erected a foundry. Numerous shafts were sunk in sections 2, 3, and 4, and large quantities of good ore were taken from these shafts. The Iron Ridge Iron Company carried on business until 1879, when they stopped work, and about a year later sold the buildings to C. E. Bowen of Ironton, who converted it into a stave factory, for which the purpose of buildings are still used today.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year, with many new individual, family, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. A lifetime membership's available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments, and you'll make a visit soon to the Yakey School Museum. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to visit the Yakey School Museum Sunday afternoons this summer from 1 until 4. The museum features an excellent collection of materials held in the Yakey School, one of the surviving one-room schools in Richland County. Admission is free. Donations are appreciated. The Yakey School Museum is located on County TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham. Rekindle your memories this Sunday with a visit to the Yakey School Museum.